last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
And you're very welcome back. It's time for a check on the business news. Lorcan Allen from the Business Post is on the line. Lorcan, financial markets have been reacting to the news of the new COVID variant. Big fall-offs across Europe and the United States today. What's been the reaction?
That's right, Ian. Financial markets fell sharply today, reacting to reports of a newly identified strain of COVID-19 virus that's possibly vaccine-resistant. The news sparked a sell-off in global markets, with travel, leisure and hospitality stocks hit hardest. In Dublin, the Euronext Stock Exchange was down almost 4% today, with shares in Ryanair seeing a sharp fall during trading at down almost 10%. Shares in other companies exposed to tourism and hospitality are also down, unsurprisingly. Hotel group Dalata saw its share price fall 7% today, while shares in ICG, which owns Irish Ferries, was down 6.5%. And in London, the FTSE 100 is down more than 3% today. Shares in airline group IAG, which owns Aer Lingus, of course, fell 14% in a single day's trading. Again, shares in Rolls-Royce, which makes engines for the aerospace industry, also suffered heavy losses, with shares falling more than 10% today. And it's a similar story in France and Germany and the US, where markets are reacting negatively to that news. And as I said, hospitality and travel stocks hit particularly hard by the news.
Yeah, and it does appear to be all of those companies who will be affected by travel bans, and you would imagine, of course, curbs on travel as well. But for the overall economy, it does seem that stock markets are getting a bit excited here, perhaps expecting further lockdown restrictions and economic curbs.
It is, Ian. Judging by the, I suppose, the scale of the sell-off today, you would say that there's a lot of nervousness out there, and they're expecting maybe the worst in the coming days. But I'm sure that will play out over as governments react with policies with this new virus.
Let's move on to a company that's expanding here in Ireland, and one of the best-known fashion brands, not in Ireland, but around the world, Penneys, or Primark, as it's called outside of Ireland, announcing a big investment in its Irish stores.
Yeah, big news today from fashion retailer Primark, the British retailer that owns the Penneys chain of stores here in Ireland, a very well-known chain and beloved of a lot of Irish people. The company announcing plans today to invest €250 million across its network of Penneys stores here in Ireland and create an additional 700 jobs here. Now, Penneys already employs about 5,000 staff in Ireland and it operates 36 stores here. However, the retailer is saying this investment will increase its total retail space in Ireland by about 20% over the coming decade, which will include opening up a new store in the Square shopping centre in Tallaght. That store alone is going to employ an extra 300 people, and Penneys says it will be open for business in the second half of 2022. And as well as that, as part of the investment, the retailer said it's going to spend $75 million building a major new distribution centre in Newbridge in County Kildare that will extend to about 550,000 square feet. So it's a very substantial investment that. And it also plans to inject about $60 million into its Patrick Street store in Cork City and another $20 million to expand and redevelop its Air Square store in Galway.
This is a large amount of money being invested at a time when high streets are suffering and there are other retailers closing their shops.
It is. You're right, Ian. It's in marked contrast to, I suppose, the high street landscape out there. And it just shows, I suppose, the strength of the Penneys business model. And particularly here in Ireland, I suppose the affinity a lot of consumers have with the shop. And we all remember...
People queuing from early when they reopened.
Correct, yeah. We all remember the queues when Penneys reopened. So it's clearly a retailer that is bucking the trend on the high street and doing very well here in Ireland.
I want to move to the banking sector now, and the union, the Financial Services Union, which represents bank staff, are seeking a pay rise of around 6% for bank workers. This is at a time when pretty much all of the banks are reducing their workforces, and we're losing two banks in Ulster Bank and KBC.
That's right, Mac, Ian, and there's been, I suppose, a push from the banks, to, as well as we've seen over recent months, to try and lift the banking rules on payments as well. But I suppose the argument from the banking sector has been that the caps on it has restricted its ability to attract talent and that they're less competitive than in other sectors. And there is a lot of frustration in the banking sector among the rank and file that pay increases have been, it's a long time since they've come. So it's a push that has been on the cards for a long time.
And you just look at, though, the amount of job losses. I think it's, what, a couple of thousand going from AIB over the last couple of years, a similar number from Bank of Ireland. The jobs market for branch staff, ordinary workers out there, it can't be that great. So you would imagine seeking pay rises is probably something that management may not want to do.
Correct, Ian, but it's also, as well, I think the argument from workers would be interesting to say that, you know, some of the very strong profitability they've seen back in the banks over the last number of years, even after economic shock like the COVID pandemic, banks did report heavy losses last year, mainly due to impairment charges. But already we've seen in the first half of 2021 a really strong bounce back to profitability by the banks here in Ireland. So I think workers are probably looking at that, saying that there is certainly room in the balance sheets of our banks to increase pay to rank and file workers.
Lorcan, I want to finally turn to Amazon, and today a traditional big day for them, Black Friday, which has made its way to this side of the world as well. But Amazon facing a backlash from some of its workers around the world.
That's right, Ian. I suppose Black Friday has become a major phenomenon in this part of the world. It originally started in the US, but what we're seeing today is that a lot of climate activist groups, including the likes of Extinction Rebellion, have targeted a number of Amazon depots right across Europe, claiming that the e-commerce giant is encouraging excessive overconsumption, which is harming the environment. And on top of those climate protests, we're also seeing a number of strikes by workers' unions in Germany, France, and Italy over today, where we've seen employees go on strike at shipping centres around Amazon. So while it has become a very big day for Amazon, the company has had, it's been a tough day for between climate activists pointing the finger at the e-commerce giant, and also workers striking over pay and conditions with the company.
Yeah, and this is at a time when Amazon has been warning that there is a little bit of a shift back away from online sales into physical stores. Do you think a bad Black Friday for Amazon could be troubling for the company?
It'll be interesting to see what sort of figures it posts. Certainly the pandemic obviously fueled a lot of online and e-commerce traffic for retail e-commerce retailers like Amazon. But as we mentioned earlier about pennies and the success it has had, it will be interesting to see what kind of numbers it posts for its Black Friday and how markets react to that.
Okay, Lorcan Allen from The Business Post, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.